This is KERA, I'm Sam Baker, in this edition of Vital Signs Post-Workout Food. What you eat or drink and when can play a role in whether you refuel your body properly after all your hard work. I talked about this with Maggie Doherty. The registered dietitian at Parkland Hospital described a post-workout recovery as a three-part process.
You want to refuel your body with protein, replenish your muscle glycogen storage with carbohydrates, and water also plays a role because when you sweat, you lose water. So you need water, carbohydrates, and protein to really get the most out of your workout.
Now you said glycogen. What exactly is that?
So the storage form of glucose or broken down carbohydrates. It's stored in the liver and the muscles, and when your body needs energy, it goes to those muscle glycogen stores to fuel you for your workout.
If you make the wrong choice, does that do some significant harm or harm of any type?
It may not necessarily do harm, but the right type of foods can help you recover faster, have more energy, build muscle mass, burn more fat. So what you eat after a workout can give you a competitive advantage.
So what are good items to choose?
So depending on the type of workout that you're doing, you want a 3-to-1 or 4-to-1 ratio of carbohydrates to protein. Go on that lower end if you're doing resistance or anaerobic activity, and you'd want to go on the higher end if you're doing aerobic or endurance exercise.
Now that's sounding kind of complicated.
So basically, if you're lifting weights, you are burning your muscle glycogen storages. You're using that stored carbohydrate. And when you go on a very long run, so let's say you run a half marathon or you do a very, very long swim for about an hour, you're burning more muscle glycogen storages.
Okay.
Therefore, that endurance exercise, long exercises, you need more carbohydrates after your workout to refuel what you burnt through. If you were taking a snack after the workout, low-fat chocolate milk is exactly the 3-to-1 ratio. So it's about 30 grams of carbohydrates to 10 grams of protein. So chocolate milk is an awesome post-workout recovery snack. You could do a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. You could do Greek yogurt, trail mix with Gatorade. Those would be some good snacks. So you want to make sure you're eating something within 45 minutes of finishing that workout.
Some of these are some tasty choices here that I didn't expect.
They're not too bad. Well, I mean, the basis of them is carbohydrates, and then it's complemented by some protein.
And the fact that there's sugar in some of these things.
Yeah, so sugar is a simple carbohydrate. Simple carbohydrates are broken down more quickly than a complex carbohydrate. So for example, white bread's a simple carbohydrate, whole grain bread's more of a complex. So if you eat those simple carbohydrates after a workout, they're digested more quickly, which help replete those muscle glycogen storages more quickly.
You mentioned eating within 45 minutes of a workout. Is there a problem if you wait until later?
So within the 45 minutes after a workout, that's kind of known as the quote-unquote window of opportunity. So when your body's most susceptible to nutrients, you can make the most difference in your post-workout recovery within those 45 minutes. So whether it's a snack or it's a meal, either way, just make sure you're getting something within 45 minutes. If you wait and you lift some weights, you do some cardio, and then you go to work, you get busy, you get caught up, and you don't eat till 3 hours later, you basically just kind of starved your muscles, and they're not going to recover as fast. So it's really important to make sure you get something within 45 minutes, usually, you know, within an hour of your workout.
We talked about snacks for recovering. What about meals?
So for meals, you want to make sure you have the foundation of carbohydrates and complement it with protein. So you could do, you know, if you made a stir fry with rice, vegetables, and shrimp, or if you had a steak with potatoes and broccoli, or pasta with, you know, a bolognese sauce. So any of those, so you just want to find a base of carbohydrate, whether it's pasta, rice, and put some protein on it.
Maggie Doherty, thank you for being with me.
Thank you.